views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening if you're somewhere else on the planet. It keeps turning around and around, and every week we just keep finding more and more dizzy people. But I'll tell you, today we got a lot to get to, and with our limited bandwidth out of the studio, we have no video there, but we can at least see ourselves, and that's what's important. We have to see ourselves on this planet, because otherwise, if you don't know who you are, someone else is going to tell you. But without any further ado, because we got a lot to cover today, a ton of stuff to go, what I'm going to do is jump right into my favorite part of this show, Rhyme Time with Mark the Shark. You're listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. Leaders who can't lead, it's the university disease. The weak-minded students, they do deceive. In ivory towers they reside. Their title's grand, their ego's wide. But real leadership eludes their grasp, as broken minds they seek to clasp. High above the campus green, these alleged leaders pontificate unseen. Professors, deans, and scholars not wise. Yet any leadership? A thin disguise. In lecture halls they weave their tales of theories lofty like paper sails. But minds are fractured, hearts are cold, as students hunger for truth untold. Leaders who can't lead, oh, what a plight. Their words like a fog on a moonless night. They teach, they preach, they pontificate, yet failed intelligence now illuminate. In echo chambers, ideologues they debate. Ideas recycled, America sealed its fate. Their ivory walls a fortress strong, but outside, violent reality kills. It marches on. Students cry, give us substance, not just jargon. Students crave wisdom, not a low-life, brainless academic bargain. Students' minds are weak, led by their useless degrees. It's nothing but a fraudulent, hollow game. Can't see the forest through the trees. But some may rise up, their voices clear. They challenge norms and dispel the fear. Leadership is action, they declare, not mere titles or empty words spewed in the air. And so the broken minds rebel. They leave the halls, bid academia farewell. For leaders who can't lead, we must say, have no place in shaping minds today. Perhaps if we vote with moral clarity, a new dawn awaits us all. Where new leaders will rise, they'll need to be both great and stand tall and strong. Not in ivory towers, but on common ground, guiding weak, broken minds to real truths so profound. In the heart of this nation where chaos reigns supreme, we are lost in the madness, a nightmare, like a never-ending dream. People cry out, Joe lied to us. This isn't now how it was meant to be. But we are yearning for a leader with a brain who can keep our country free. Chaos is not normal. This has been a twisted, wild ride. We've lost our sense of order. No more do we let reason be our guide. In this storm of total confusion, we are still searching for a light. We must have a new president to lead us through this darkest night. We've seen the division, the hatred, and the constant democratic lies. It's time for a change in America. We must now open up our eyes. The fabric of our nation being shredded and torn beyond repair. With a leader who's strong and steadfast, we could rise above this despair. We need a president who can think and listens to our cries, who seeks the truth beneath the web of the media deceitful lies. One who'll heal our wounds and bridge the now great divide with his wisdom and compassion and let unity reside. In the halls of power, we must let integrity prevail. A leader who's not swayed by fortune or by votes for sale. Now a beacon of hope in a world so dark and grim, guiding us with his courage, let his light never dim. For chaos is not normal, it's an aberration so stark, but with a steady presidential hand, we may find our way out of the dark. We must rebuild what's broken and mend what's torn asunder with a president who leads with wisdom, not just a lack of brain thunder. Let's cast aside the chaos and reclaim our society's sanity with a strong leader who unites. We could and should restore our humanity. So let's raise sane voices. Our message must be clear. We, without question, need a new president to guide us so we can persevere. In the face of this insane and adversity, we must now stand tall with a leader like Trump who inspires. We can come. We can overcome it all. For this chaos is not normal. It's a test under Biden we had to endure. With President Trump, we can let our hope run free and insanity to cure. So let's take charge, come together, and make our voices heard. For a brighter future, let's spread the Trump future, the hopeful word. With a new president to guide the way, we'll find our path forward out of this insanity, a brighter, brighter future, come what may. In the university towns far and wide, there is now tumultuous tide, where useful idiot students gather with twisted passions untied. But amidst the chaos, there is a call for order. No flags other than America's to be raised. This a key to the disorder. The streets echo with idiot chants and cries. As their lack of intelligence, their fiery spirits reach the skies. Yet beneath the fervor, a sad truth unfolds. That terrorists unify in American universities. This truly is the broken molds. For in the heart of every American patriot's chest beats a love for their country. It's now being put to the test. But in the frenzy of the rebellion's fire, some forget the value, and here in America, we used to admire. Rioters clash with police, their useless idiot anger unbound, in a chaotic symphony where their chaos is crowned. Yet amid the clash of the batons and shields, has to come a louder call for reason that cannot be concealed. For the university, for the university, rioters must be disposed. Their rage and violence must always be opposed. No flag other than America's shall ever be raised in a land where freedom and justice are praised. But let not us forget the power of hateful words to burn the bridges, the society torn, where we indoctrinate these nerds. For in dialogue and discourse with ideologues, we can't find a way. There will be no peace and unity till we stomp out this fray. So let us stand together, take sanity hand in hand, and reclaim the moral values upon which this land was founded and upon which we stand. For in the land of the brave and the home of the free, we must destroy terrorists, and we will find our strength in our unity. Let not the flames of anger consume our great land, but instead let the torch of reason and strength against tyranny stand. For in the hearts of patriots, there's a common thread that binds us together, where all paths are led. So let us rise up above the chaos and the noise and reclaim the harmony that under Trump is our choice. Remember, no flag other than America's must ever be raised in the land where justice and freedom were once praised. So more campus chaos again we have this week. The normal we have promised by Biden, just another promise he did not keep. Wake up, America. I'll keep saying it here every week. Until justice returns to America and criminals, not political oppositions, are tried and our situation is not so bleak. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, this week was another interesting week. 9 days. 9 days. And you say, what are 9 days? Well, that's Joe Biden, as I always say, 9 days late, a dollar short, and missing the teleprompter. You know, this is what we see in this country right now, and why the Department of Injustice is not all over this is not much of a surprise. So here we go. We have George Soros, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. They're funding terrorists in this, our country. And there's no DOJ investigation. There's no FBI investigation. There's certainly no IRS investigation because they're busy chasing down everybody else who's wearing a red team's jersey. So when did we lose this country? That's the question I have to ask. When did the government take over the country and the people lose their power? When did it become okay to fund terrorist organizations out in the open and no consequences. And when did it take place that we lost our university system, where terrorists can negotiate with a supposed leader, a president of the university? That used to be an elite university. That's now nothing but a heaping pile of steaming garbage. Are these our future leaders of America? We're finished. We're doomed. We better wake up. We better wake the heck up now. You have such a left turn. We couldn't even go forward anymore because we're busy chasing our own tails and trying to figure out whether the next terrorist attack is going to be coming from. It's going to be right from inside our own campuses. You cannot be this stupid, America. You cannot be blind. You cannot be dumb. The claim to be a university of an educator in any sense of the matter, you cannot be a terrorist and still be a university professor. Why? Because you're seeing it now. This is a coordinated effort, folks. This is a coordinated effort. And in the middle of all this crap, this garbage that they're spewing, okay, the Biden administration is working on bringing and weighing sanctions against the IDF. I'm sorry. Did they bring sanctions against Hamas? Did they bring sanctions against the Palestinians and the rest of those ilk who and they were jumping up and down like it was a party when they attacked and massacred people in Israel? And by the way, let me just again point out, because most people don't get mathematics anymore, they get indoctrinated. 1,200 people murdered in Israel on October 7th was equivalent to 40,000 Americans based on the population percentages. I know you guys can't do population percentages, so I'll just leave it like that. We're doomed if these are our future leaders. We really are. This is a group of people who think that we can grow terrorists right here, out in the open, and everything's okay. The fake news, and it is fake news because I'm listening to it as we speak, I hear them spewing things like the protests were peaceful. The protest that I saw at UCLA, pepper spray, bottles, rocks, wooden sticks with nails, that's peaceful? That's like CNN when Georgia was burning and he's standing in front of the camera going, it's mostly peaceful protest, when the entire block is on fire. What stupidity do we have in our media these days? This is the problem. We not only have the stupidity in our media, but the world no longer expects anything of America. That's the problem. We whimper in the corner in the face of terrors. We've lost our standing. We've lost our moral high ground. We're now fostering. Let's just think about this for a second. I'm going to talk about it throughout the show. We now have, as part of the Democratic Party in this country, homegrown terrorists would side with a group that massacred people on October 7th. And how dare these pathetic excuses for human beings, such as Ilhan Omar, Iona Presley, the agent of chaos, AOC, and the useless dirtbag Bowman from New York, they can equate the massacre with war crimes, looking to wipe out the people who are trying to destroy you? I'm sorry, that's called defending yourself. I know they don't understand that, but from Bowman, I don't expect much. The guy claims he couldn't figure out a doorknob from a fire alarm. So, yeah, these are the people you have in Congress, America, and you wonder why we're going down faster than a flushing toilet? You can't believe this. This walkout, this disgusting discrepancy in American moral high ground of killing Jews, calling for the massacre of an entire race of people, could be stopped in 1 second. Tomorrow, it could be stopped tomorrow. Why? Because you got to stand up for it. If you ran around campus misgendering people and yelling, kill all the LGBTQRSTUV people, get rid of them, kill all the blacks, if you yelled that, you would be immediately arrested and charged. You would be thrown out and expelled from the campus like you should be. And why is it different when they go after the Jews? That's, you got to ask yourself, why? America must stand up for the moral clarity that it used to have. This is chaos. This is chaos under Joe Biden, and he let it happen. You know, there was a time in this country when you rioted that the National Guard would be called in and riots would be put down. Listen, there is not a fine line between protests and violent radical riots. There's not. You want to protest? You want to sit down in the quad? You want to chant? You want to do whatever you want to do? That's fine. But when you prevent other students from going to class, when you stand at other people, when you attack people, when you poke them in the eye with flagpoles, that is a crime. But you know what? In places as dumb as New York City, that we have no bail anymore, these people are out in an hour. Before the cops are done with the paperwork, they're out. And where do they go? They go right back to the protest. Listen, I think we need to make a real serious effort in this country to expose these people. Because you know what's really interesting? This I find just, you know, I find it baffling. Because here's the key. I've seen interviews done. They want to know, why are you out here protesting? Half the people don't know why they're out protesting. Because the other people are there, so they think it's cool. It's great for clickbait on their social media accounts. Fantastic. But here's the deal. They don't know why they're protesting. They don't understand the ramifications of what they're saying. And most of them can't even pick out the river or the sea of what they're yelling about. But all they know is, oh, they need a ceasefire. Well, welcome to the real world. October 6th, there was a ceasefire. October 7th, when you invaded a sovereign country and you massacred 1,200 of their people, guess what? Ceasefire over, just like after 9/11. And stop thinking, you know, people are trying to separate October 7th from what's going on now. Imagine something. We're sitting here in New York, or you're sitting there in Atlanta, or you're sitting there in California, and Canada's lobbing missiles. Oh, I don't know, maybe ballistic, maybe cruise, maybe some drones. And they're blowing up your cities, and they're killing your people. How long do you think that we could put up with that? This is a turning point in America here, folks. There are billions and billions of dollars floating around going to these people for humanitarian aid in Gaza. But where did that aid go? Did it go to taking their lives and making it better? Did it go encouraging them? Did it go to encourage them to make friends with Israel? No. Look at the cartoons they show their kids. The cartoons they show their kids are anti-Semitic. It's anti-American. It's anti-everything other than they want to kill you. That's not by chance. They took the hundreds of millions of dollars and built tunnels. And you're telling me that the people, the Palestinians, didn't know this? And, you know, I saw this and they just say, oh, they had no choice. You always have a choice. You always have a choice. Okay? You need to make that choice. You're either welcome or you're not welcome. But how pathetic is this world where we equate these people with the Israelis who went and massacred the Israelis? This is a turning point, folks, and I keep saying it over and over again. We're going down in flames here. We're crispy fried. What are we doing in this country? This is a complete outrage, but we didn't stand up until the last couple of days. What's going on now? You know, the conservatives in this country, the middle-of-the-road people of the country, and the patriots in this country, which is a pretty damn large group. But we're quiet. Why? Because we're all working for a living. We're trying to make it through the Bidenomics. You know, we have to have the moral stamina to take back the moral high ground. Under Biden, the clear answer is absolutely 100% no. There is no moral high ground. There is no anything. Our enemies no longer fear us, and our friends no longer trust us. Welcome to the new normal under Biden. Is this what they were telling us? The unity? Well, the only unity I saw the other day on a college campus is everybody was yelling, F Joe Biden. And they were doing it in harmonies, both sides. And this is why you need a leader in the White House that can actually lead. And I'm sorry, you have people like Flopsy Mopsy, Jean-Pierre, okay? She can't have her cake and eat it too. Well, unless you're Joe Biden, then you just pick out a flavor ice cream. Trying to run to the middle of the road now, just before the election, that's not going to work. Listen, America is a partial idiocracy, and I understand that. And you're going to find those people on the left, the progressive morons like Ilhan Omar and those people. And you're going to get them there, and they're going to say, oh, we need to make this a communal country. No, we do not need to make this a communal country. This is a capitalistic, this is a democratic republic. Take a freaking stand. Grow a spine. Show some backbone. If you had a terrorist organization, the Democratic Party, Throw them out. Throw them out. This is not good for America. As part of a major political party in this country, you have a terroristic organization that supports terrorism. They support what Hamas did. And you have people like AOC, that seasoned bimbo. If not for her rat brain, she might actually amount to something. But you know what? You take people like this and you put her in her position without a brain, this is what you get. This is what you get. And I got to tell you, I've lived in New York my entire life. Columbia University was the university. It was the shining star. It's always had an underpinning of a little bit of progressive nuts. But you know what? It knew where it stood. It's a complete embarrassment to America now. It really is. They're negotiating with terrorists. Since when? Columbia University has lost all sense of an elite university, quite frankly. They're nothing but a pile of heaping garbage right now. They have succumbed to the imbeciles who they have in their student body. And they make themselves look like fools. And they really are. This is what you want? This is all about what? They don't even know what it's about. When you allow anti-Semitism on your campuses, why not allow anti-gay and lesbian? Why not anti-black? How about pro-white? How about supreme leaders? How about the Taliban? Is that what you're going to allow next? Well, you might as well. You got Hamas over there. And Harvard. Let's talk about Harvard for a second. They've failed miserably. They've proved it's a terrorist training ground. Shut it down. At Harvard, they put a Palestinian flag where the American flag flies. Are you kidding me? This is what America stands for now. We put up a Palestinian flag on Harvard, our quote-unquote elite. No, it's a terrorist training center now. Wake up, America. Our universities have become terrorist training centers. We've become indoctrination centers. Listen, the mask is off. Pull it off. And this is what I was saying before. All these people are out there protesting. Why are they wearing masks? Why are they wearing face coverings? Why are they protecting their identity? If you're 100% on board with being a terrorist, well, stand proud. Own it. But they don't. They don't want it to affect them. Again, no consequences for culpable behavior. This is the beauty of America. But this is the epiphany. This week was the epiphany. Okay? This week, what I saw, we turned into a bunch of crying little babies. Oh, I can't take finals now. Oh, now they're asking for GW. The law review came out. This is supposed to be the top 10% of the university law school, and they can't handle it because there were cops and their friends were arrested? Well, newsflash, don't create crimes. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Remember that? Remember that? Beretta, that was one great show. We've lost that here in America, have we? So when they raised the Palestinian flag, it was raised at Columbia, okay? And the American flag was taken down. Now, I have to, listen, you, all of you know who listen to the show, you know I criticize Eric Adams all the time. But I got to tell you, I don't often praise him, if at all. But I'll tell you, the mayor, Eric Adams of New York City, he made me proud this week. He really did. He made me proud to be an American. And he came out and he said, basically, the fact that the Palestinian flag was raised and the American flag was taken down was disgusting. But he had the epiphany this week, and literally what I think was his finest moment of his entire tenure as mayor. He actually made me feel, like I said, proud. Proud of America. He said he was disgusted by the act that the American flag was taken down. And he recounted that his uncle died for this country and protected it from being removed. And the NYPD got in there and raised it. They raised the American flag like the proud NYPD that they always have been. But you see, we have to get our leadership together. We must always remember that freedom isn't free. It requires heroes. And it requires that that flag keep flying because it's a symbol of America. And the fact that the imbeciles at Harvard and Columbia don't understand this and people say, oh, it's just a flag. That's the stupidity and the idiocracy that America's becoming. When you can stand there and literally say it's just a flag, and you don't recognize that symbol that people die for you to be able to stomp on, to be able to burn, to be able to be the idiots that you want to be on campus, when you don't recognize what that stands for, that when a fallen soldier is buried under it, that's the idiots that you're turning out. That's the idiocracy now in America. It's not free. It came with the sacrifice of lives and the sacrifice of limbs of people who stood there and said that America was worth saving. And Harvard, you elite imbecile eggheads, you're nothing but pieces again of garbage. And you know what? America should kick them to the curb. We should defund every single one of these universities that allows anti-Semitism, that allowed the American flag to be pulled down and didn't stop the riots. Every one of them. We give almost $1 billion towards every one of these universities. Hundreds and hundreds of millions to them. And now, guess what? You have a cheerleading section now for all the riots at the universities. They're not protest people. When you destroy buildings and you paint graffiti all over everything and you possess weapons, that's not a peaceful protest. And I wish our dumbass media would understand that and start reporting it. Okay? We should send these universities the bill for the millions of dollars that it's going to cost for the police to come in there. Why not? Why not send them a bill? This is what we have to. You want to pass something in legislation that makes sense? That makes an important sense. When you have a riot on your campus that is not under control and you allow it to fester when it becomes violent and the police have to be called in, guess what? You get a bill for that. How's that? You want to know why crime is out of control in this country under Biden? Because there are no consequences for the stupid collective behavior that is criminal. And that's what it is. If I ran around and said, kill everybody, they'd arrest me. But because it's a bunch of people yelling and screaming, because it's Iranians or they're in charge of what's going on. Listen, you don't think Iran just offered scholarships to the terrorists to come to America. Isn't that wonderful? We cannot tolerate in America the call for death of other people. If we do, I suggest that we all get armed up. We all start buying weapons. And this way, when they come for you, you'll be better armed. You'll be able to defend yourself because you know what? They keep funding the police. We can't do anything. You know what? Cancel graduations? Oh, let me talk to you about that. We're going to take a short break right now. Stay by. You're not going to want to miss the rest of the program. Stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Hey, I love that intro. Love that intro. You got to love it. But if you, by the way, if you haven't listened to On Point or Locked and Loaded, you got to listen. That's shows that will really catch your attention, and he and they are great. So don't miss them. But right before the break, we were talking about canceling graduations. Why? Well, let's see. Lawlessness? Criminal terrorists? Oh, that's right. Let's take over some buildings. Oh, let's deface some property. Is that part of the education that they're learning at these schools costing millions of dollars? Who's paying for it? You know what? You get arrested rioting. You get arrested for a violent crime. I believe that you should lose your student loans. And these universities that let anti-Semitic protests go on for weeks, I think they should get defunded. Take away the taxpayer dollar. Because when consequences are in effect, people stop the stupid behavior. But hey, let's cancel some graduations. You dolts at these elite universities, cancel the protests. Kick the protesters out of your universities immediately without conditions. In my day when I went to school, if I turned around and I protested and I stopped someone from going to class, you know what? I'd be sent packing right after the cops arrested me and took me to jail. And guess what? That's what needs to come back. Riots are not protests. Occupying buildings and defacing them are not protests. When we have to spend millions of dollars to get you out of a building with the police, that's not a protest. That is a riot. So let's stop the insanity. You have people like, oh, the West PAC group. And the problem is here. This is what I found out this week. This is amazing. It's reported that the university's student activities fees actually are funding these terrorist activities. The Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the George Soros Fund. Where's the DOJ? And I said this up front. Where's the DOJ? Where's the FBI? I saw in UCLA the same type of riots that were going on. In fact, more violent than what happened at the Capitol. And those people are still in jail. Why are they not in jail? Why were they not arrested and held? Why are there not federal crimes being charged? You cannot deprive someone of their civil liberties. You cannot take in Colombia, it's alleged right now because I wasn't there, they took janitors and held them. That's a federal kidnapping charge, people. Why is this not being charged? Let's call it what it is. These are not societies for justice. These are societies for chaos. And an interesting fact that a friend of mine pointed out to me this morning, and thank you, Sal. I'll give you a shout out there. But he pointed out that nearly half of the people who were being arrested are not affiliated with the students. They're not campus students. So what are we doing? Why are these people not charged, arrested, and kept in jail? Because we've created this disaster. Why? Because the Democratic Party has a left wing of it that is basically a terrorist organization. They demand things. See, when you cannot make an argument and you cannot do anything that makes sense and people don't believe what you're saying, okay, and you're not making any sense, they can't argue with you. So what do? You riot. You riot to get your point across. You riot and you start rioting and you keep rioting until you get what you want. And here's the imbeciles' deal. Here's the deal for the imbeciles of the time. Again, Democrats create a disaster with our police. Defund, disrespect them, dismantle the police forces. And here you go. This is what happens, okay? This week, and it's sad news to report, once again in Charlotte, North Carolina, four police officers were shot dead this week on Monday, and four others were shot. There were three U.S. Marshals and one Mecklenburg police officer in North Carolina who were killed. This is your Democratic Party. This is the result and effect of disrespecting and defunding the police. And the imbeciles in Congress from the squad, the AOC squad, listen, you cannot have this go on. This kind of crime is going to destroy the thin blue line. And that's the only thing that keeps us away from chaos. This is a product of a poorly run government. It's the current Democratic control. Look at the cities. Look at your Democrat cities. Good luck surviving another 6 months in America, right? And I got a real good question. And I don't know if anybody has an answer to this one. But I thought about this, and I'm just chuckling in my head here, and I'll chuckle outside for you now. Bidenomics in action, right? Someone seriously needs to explain to me why, if America is doing so phenomenal on the Bidenomics and the Biden economy, or the Biden comics, as I like to call it now, then please explain to me why college graduates are doing so phenomenal that everyone else has to pay back their loans except for them. WTF, folks. Is this the new insanity of the terrorist wing of the Democratic Party? The economy is so wonderful, let's just pay off their loans. because they can't afford to live under Bidenomics? Well, if it wasn't so serious, it would be a weekly comedy show. But you know what? Communists meet reality. This is what they want. They want America to be the communist country. Give to others what you don't have to go out and earn yourself. The radical terrorists in this country, they're part of the Democratic Party. Understand that, because this, my friends, this is very important to note. The Democratic Party is, in fact, part of a terrorist organization. It's a radical terrorist group. That's the part of it. You know, you have people that are so dumb, they fly the gay pride flag outside their office with the Palestinian flag. Do they have any clue what they do to gays in Palestinian-controlled areas? Oh, that's right. They throw them off of buildings and see if they can fly. And, you know, the president came out finally. 9 days late, but hey, finally. Comes out, makes some mealy-mouthed, spineless little speech out of a teleprompter, takes zero questions. This is leadership? This is leadership in this country right now, okay? This is what you have. And Flopsy Mopsy goes up. He's being briefed on it every day. Listen, when you have a major riot going on at most of your universities, most of the elite universities, and I use the term elite, it's more like steeping garbage elite, and she comes out and has the gall to say he's being briefed, where is he? Where's Waldo? Did we lose him? You know, I thought I saw him the other day on a milk carton, and it said, missing, senile old man, please return, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Where is your National Guard? Where are the congressmen? Where are the Republicans standing up to this? Get up, do something. Are we waiting until they bomb us? Are we waiting until a mass attack happens? And then we're going to wake up? Everything was blinking red on 9/11, and we did nothing until it happened. And then what did we do? We're always reactive. That's the problem under Biden. He reacts. He doesn't take the advantage. Same thing he did in Russia. Don't. Same thing he did all over the place. Don't. He told Iran, don't. What did Iran do? 300 missiles. What are we doing? We have no foreign policy because we have no president. We have somebody who walks around, reads a teleprompter, and then goes to bed at 4 o'clock. Every time I say we can't be this stupid, I'm wrong. We are this stupid. We have a history of being stupid. We're a history. If you don't learn it, you're dumb enough, you're going to repeat it again. You need to shut it down now. You didn't do this now, you've lost it. You know, this is something, every once in a while I have to let my brain bleed, and I go to watch MSNBC and my ears start bleeding. They said, if Trump gets elected, there will be no free press. I'm sorry. Did we have a free press? Do we have a free press now? I mean, to me, free press means they actually report things. They don't mimic the DNC's talking points. So the free press, nah, that died 4 years ago, 7 years ago, actually, if you count the Trump election. So in 2016, they went down. The media died. And now we have nothing left. This is absolutely absurd for them to turn around and say, we'll have no free press. They haven't reported the truth in 7 years. First, they destroyed Trump's presidency by reporting garbage. And then they went after Biden, and they report everything that he does as stellar. Doesn't matter the reality. So you know what? Here we go. Let me point out some more stupidity at our universities. Northwestern University is giving Palestinian protesters a free ride in tuition. Is that great? I think it's time for Congress to step in and cut off the federal funds to all these terrorist university training centers. It's got to happen. Because you know what? We're going to have a bunch of little terrorists running around. And what I keep telling you every week, Lincoln said the only thing that can destroy America will be from within its own shores. But you know what? This week, I saw a stellar performance by NYPD Emergency Services at Columbia in taking back that building. The ESU Emergency Services Unit teams came out. They plowed right into the building. And you know what? All these big guys and all these tough guys from the Palestinian protesters, they cowered. They ran away. They were like, oh, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Listen, we have to stop giving the idiots a pass. Okay? We really do. This is a terrorist training offensive. And they're doing it. Iran's now going to give scholarships to terrorists in this country. What do you think they're going to make? They're going to make more terrorists. So, let's see. Are the students at UCLA who rioted, are they going to get the January 6th treatment? I think they should. No, because Biden, that empty shell, the wizard in the White House, is a knucklehead. He's not going to do anything. His DOJ is not going to do anything because you know what? He needs to buy some more votes. We need a president who doesn't need to buy votes. We need a president who does things. Just remember this. This is the chaos. Remember the old Donald Trump, the alleged chaos? Well, guess what? Biden facilitated and literally created the terrorists. Every single one of these imbeciles is a terrorist in my eyes. These are the people that you're protecting, Joe Biden. These are the people you say, oh, there were nice people on both sides. Oh, wait a second. Is that your Charlottesville moment when both sides had fine people? You went after Trump like he had just committed Harry Caray on 1,000 people. But no, we're waiting for the 9/11. And I got to tell you, you're going to see it happen. The violence at UCLA, the blatant negligence of leadership in both the university and the government there. This is pathetic. This is really, really pathetic. And we got to start doing something about it. What's going on? It's not, see, this is where it's morphing. And I see it. I see it right now. It's not just about the Gaza war. It's anti-American. And the Biden plan's just bringing more anti-American. This, I heard this today, or I heard this actually a couple days ago. I gotta correct that. Correct the record there. Biden wants to bring in, I can't even say this, but I'm gonna say it. Biden is planning to fly Palestinians from Gaza into America. As if we don't right now have enough anti-American people in America. We need to bring in some more. We need to bring in some terrorists. That's what we needed, right? Because our southern border isn't open enough. The terrorists can't get in fast enough. So we'll just fly them in directly now from Gaza. Let's bring them in. Listen, I'm sure there are fine people in Gaza, and I'm not saying there aren't. But until Hamas is destroyed and that entity is gone, you cannot rebuild that place. You cannot give those people their freedom. Why? Because now everybody says, oh, they were living under Hamas. They voted Hamas in. They were chanting for Hamas. When they attacked Israel, they were chanting for the death of the Israelis. These are the people Joe Biden wants to bring in. Hey, Republicans, can you please go get an operation, get a spine implanted? Because you need to stand up. You need to step up. You need to show us that you deserve to run this country. Because you know what? These are blatant civil right violations that are going down right now at every one of these campuses. When they're telling Jews you can't come to campus because it's not safe, that's insane in America. That is not American. This is zero protection time. But you know what? There's zero investigation. There's zero culpability for the violence. Why? That's a great question, isn't it? Well, let the Biden administration give me an answer. But here's the real deal. The Department of Justice, Antony Blinken, Lincoln, and stupidness. You know, every president of these terrorist training center grounds now calling themselves universities, they need to go. They need to go. It's time. We cannot continue to fund terrorists. If you're anti-American, get out. Leave. You want to protest? That's fine. You want to enact violence? That's a criminal act, and you're gone. This has got to be the dumbest administration on the planet, the entire planet, since the history of America. I have not seen a more bunch of stupid people running a country. Seriously, it's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And it's completely turning our world and the rest of the world inside out, making it a more dangerous place to live in. So what do we do? You know what's very interesting? Biden's considering taking the people from Gaza. You know who doesn't want them? The Arabs. Saudi Arabia won't take them. Egypt won't take them. Lebanon doesn't want them. Why? because they know what they are. They're Iranian terrorists, an organization, and they're funded by Iran. It's a proxy, folks. Look it up. You'll understand what I'm talking about. You know, but here's the other problem in these anti-Semitic riots. These are not, it never stops at the Jews. It doesn't stop there. Now, all of a sudden, now they want to defund climate change. Well, they want more funds for climate change, and they want to decarbonize America. Yeah. Well, how'd you get to college with all your crap? You got in your car, didn't you? Or did you bicycle in? This is the stupidity of the people that we support right now at these universities. They all drove to campus. They all drive around campus, but they want you to go green. They want you to get rid of your car. But how'd they get their crap to campus? By car. So what are we doing? Where are we? We need to focus our efforts back. And what am I talking about? We need to go after the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. We need to go after Soros. Let's stop running around chasing Trump. Let's stop. Let's get the Department of Injustice to do their job. But instead, they're chasing Trump's ass around instead of going after the real terrorists. They're trying to destroy America. But this is the insanity of our government right now. And you wonder why I think Trump needs to get in there and straighten this out. And this time, no kid gloves. President Trump, no kid gloves. You need to dismantle this system, this entire department of lunacy that thinks it's okay to have people on campus stop people from going because they're Jewish. This is ridiculous. And how, let me explain something else. This is something that I found interesting. Nearly half of the universities are filled with foreign students here on student visas. You know what? You get arrested for violent protest and you're at a university on a student visa. Sorry. Revoke that student visa. Bye-bye. You're out. Goodbye. And most of these people get funded through the university because they're foreign students. You know what? How about America? How about funding American students to go to American universities? Now, I'm not a roll-up-the-sidewalks kind of guy, but you know what? Fair is fair. You take our tax dollars and give them to foreign students. How about giving them to our students that deserve the right to go to the universities? Now, you don't have the right to be an invader and be violent. I'm sorry. Wake up. People like these congresswomen, the squad congresswomen. This is what happens when you get somebody like Ilhan Omar in there. Okay? Why? She's such an ungrateful piece of garbage in Congress. Because under Obama, they let all these people in from Somalia. They did the Somalia, society invasion, where they dumped them all in Minnesota. Okay, great. Now you have somebody like Ilhan Omar that hates America. She's ungrateful for the opportunity that she has been given. And where's that investigation into her marrying her brother and lying on her immigration form? Where'd that go? Oh, that's right. We're too busy chasing Trump. We can't investigate that. So they've now invaded our Congress. They've invaded our country. And we wonder why there's tribalism in the country. You know, and Biden says, Biden and his blunderbuss, they say, we're going to be vetting the people. Yeah, you've done a great job so far vetting everybody. Yeah, the 100,000 Afghanis that came in. Yeah, you vetted them for what? What's your name? What's your date of birth? Great, thanks, you're in. I keep saying that we can't be this dumb, and yet we are. It's just bizarre. To bring Gazans into America that are taught to hate America, that cheered 9/11, and I keep saying it, cheered on October 7th. These are the people he wants to bring here. I think that's a really bad idea. And I think the rest of you should think it's a really bad idea. So, you know what? Time to get rid of the violent protests in the United States. This is not American education. This is a lack of education. This is when we have a failed country. And I said it last week, it's not just Biden, it's been going on for decades. We stuck these imbeciles in as professors. We've had a bunch of radical professors that have tenure, which basically means you can't be thrown out for being a terrorist. We failed our youth. We failed our world. We failed our society. We failed our communities. We have failed our country with our university system. Great nation. We had an earmark. There was a phenomenal education system. That which had an amazing advantage. It was unmatched anywhere on the planet. We taught our students to analyze the issues. We taught them to solve the problems. We taught them to come up with solutions. We taught them how to think and analyze and to be analytical and to solve those problems that the world had. And now, what do? We're a nation of useful idiots. We've become a nation of parrots. I saw people with bull hands or bull horns yelling at these violent protests, and the idiots in the crowd are just repeating back what they say. They have no idea what they're doing. They go out and they yell the same thing. Why? Because it's cool? Because it shows up on your media, your post? This is great for social media contacts. But the problem is we have created an idiocracy here. These kids are in college. They've had too easy a time. They've failed miserably to understand the culpability of their stupidity. And the actual harm that they're doing to the country and the world and our society that's fallen apart. And listen, quite frankly, climate change is not an existential threat. It's not. You know, I thought it was. It's not. You know what the existential threat is to our society and our world right now? In fact, the entire civilized world? It's the useful idiot. The conglomeration of the useful idiot. The inability of them to think for themselves. When you ask someone that's at a protest why they're out there protesting, and they're not sure, they don't know, is that the epitome of stupidity? This is the point of inflection in America. The educational system, it's failing. It's finished. We need to overhaul it. First of all, we need to start paying teachers like they are important people. Okay? When you can pay a baseball player $80 billion or $80 million, okay, and you're paying teachers a starting salary of $40,000, they can't live on that. They cannot live on that. So you need to pay your teachers. You need to pay the top of the cream and stop getting them from the terrorist universities. Start getting people who understand America and who believe in America and pledge allegiance to America. You know, and I say it every time, I grew up in a country where every day when we got into school, in the classroom was the American flag. And every day we stood up. And guess what? We pledged allegiance to the flag. Whether you were black, white, Jewish, not Jewish, Christian, Muslim, you pledged allegiance to the American flag. And you know what triggered you? When someone smacked you in the head, that was a trigger. Not words. Because we were thick-skinned, because we could figure things out. Because if they gave us a puzzle, we didn't need to read the directions and have someone tell us how to put it together. No. We no longer have an educational system in this country. And the universities are the worst. From our elementary schools all the way up, we need to get better people. We need to get people who went into it like my father did because he wanted to teach and impart knowledge to other students, to make them the best they could, to make them successful in life. If you're taking a degree in a university or in a college that you can't get out and make a living at, well, guess what? You probably shouldn't be majoring in that. You want to major in stupidity? Do it on your own dime. Don't do it on the taxpayer dime. And don't you dare ask us to pay for it because you were too stupid to get a career that actually made money and made you able to survive and become productive in America. If you don't want to be productive, leave. Get out. So that's the existential threat to America. We're the laughing stock of the world right now. And guess who's the cheerleading section? Iran. The mullahs are cheering this on. They're loving it. This is propaganda. Go, useful idiots in America. Go. Go tear down the country. Go destroy that civilization. And the useful idiots in our terrorist universities oblige them to the max. This is where we have to stop it. Okay? Listen, but you know what? In all honesty, we can't always blame the students. It's the radical Looney Tune professors that we put into these positions in these universities funded by the Looney Tunes, echo the sounds of the bizarre world, that they somehow see through their bent lens, clouded by ideology, which does not mix or match or even belong in America. You can't have it. You cannot teach people to hate the country that we live in, because then they don't respect the country. They don't respect the flag, and they don't respect fighting for this country. And that's why, guess what? You have recruiting problems in all of your military. But instead of getting on that stick, oh, no, we'll just change the numbers. kind of like the unemployment numbers and the great Biden economy. Like I said earlier, if it's such an amazing economy, Joe, why are you paying off student loans? Why can't they afford to pay their own student loans? Oh, because they're in debt? Well, guess what? I'm in debt. I have a mortgage. Can you pay off my mortgage? Can you do that? Can you pay off my taxes? Can you do that? Yeah, because we're all in debt. Because that's called America. You have the freedom to be an idiot, but not the freedom to stop me from being an idiot. Yes, there you go. You have freedom to be an imbecile in this country. Freedom to be idiots. Freedom to be stupid, in fact. But you can't impede others from obtaining an education. Not to impede others from traveling around a campus. And certainly not the freedom of speech to threaten to kill an entire nation or a class of people. That's not freedom. That's terrorism. That, my friend, is the real definition of domestic terrorism. Not the MAGA movement. This is not coming from the right. Oh, remember you heard all that for the last 4 years under Trump, right? Oh, my God. And under Biden now, 3.5 years. It's the right that we're worried about. No. No, it's not the right that you're worried about. Because they're out making a living. They're out trying to be successful. They're not wrecking your campuses. They're not preventing Jews from moving around the campus. They're not making it so dangerous that Jews can't even go to campus because it's not safe. Okay? This is not the MAGA movement, folks. This is not the white supremacist movement. This is not it. This is your left. This is your progressive Looney Tunes, like the Squad, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Presley, okay, Tlaib. That's who your existential threat is. When you focus like useful idiots like these, the magnifying glass in the sunshine, the pinpoint, the brainless, they're lemmings. They're lemmings. They're sheeple, I call it. That's what it is, sheeple. They follow you because they're too stupid to understand the nature and the consequences of their own stupidity and the dumbness that they have achieved. And quite frankly, all this is a result of the stupidity of this administration, of these administrations at the colleges going all the way up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House. This is terroristic behavior, domestic terrorism. Remember, we were focusing on that. Oh, when it was the right. But on the left, it's okay right now. We can do it. It's okay. Let them join the Democratic Party. Keep that in mind when you want to vote Democrat, because they have a nice little wing called the terroristic left side. Yeah, but you know what? I got to tell you, Brown University just proved the people running the university are dumber than rocks. They are going to consider divesting from Israel because the rioters requested it. They demanded it. And each and every day that I see these universities act like a bunch of terrorists, it just makes me sad that America still exists because we facilitate these idiots. They've killed the dream. And right now this nation is living the Biden nightmare. It's time to stop. It's time to turn it around. Genocide is an intentional destruction of a people in whole or in part. That's what they intend to do to America, the genocide. You know, 1948, the United Nations Genocide Convention. Let's not have it again. Let's not repeat the same stupidity in history. Let's not make this 1939 in Germany. America, stand up. Get in their faces. Get back out there. Well, we're getting to the end of the program here. It's about time that I got to shut it down for the week. But I'm sure Biden will give me something next week to talk about. Next week we'll talk about a little bit about the Trump trial. I didn't talk about it because so far they haven't proven a thing except they've had Trump off the trail for 10 days. That's about the only proof that's been in there. But hey, there's a Democrat chasing a Republican. It's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. This has been Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And give a shout out to America's Web Radio for hosting. And if you like the show, sponsor me. Come on down. All right. Have a great week. This is Mark the Shark saying goodbye.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.